Leila Nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kamish Ben Rav Elimelech. Trumois Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Haterim Kishus Venimtseis Mara. Person takes off truma on a melon and then he finds out afterwards that it was bitter, the truma that he took off from. Avatiach Venimtse Saruach. Or on a watermelon and he finds out afterwards that it was spoiled. Truma V'yachzer V'yitrum. So what he took off was truma. V'yachzer V'yitrum. And now whatever is remaining from the melon or the watermelon, he has to take off truma again. So why is this? Why does he have to take off truma again? Shouldn't be any different than a case that we had in the previous Mishnah of somebody that does it b'shoigeg, where b'dieved shumasu truma. Why over here is it not shumasu truma, but rather he has to take off another truma? So the Rav brings down, because over here, it's karov l'mezid. It's almost like mezid, because he should have tasted it first. That's what the Rav says. So the question is what do you mean he should have tasted it first? If a person didn't take off trumas, he can't just taste something, it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel. And like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, don't think that you're able to just taste it and spit it out, because that's just a cooler that we have on fast days. It doesn't apply to things like this. One's not allowed to just taste things that are usher to spit them out. So Tosfos Nemtiv says we're actually dealing with that which he took off. He took off, like, let's say a piece to eat, to taste. He took off trumas on that little piece he took to eat. So let's say he took off a little bite-sized piece. So he takes off truma on that bite-sized piece itself. Minei ubei. Tiferes Yisrael explains that here we're dealing with truma midrabanan, that it's vegetables, melons, and things like that. And therefore, it's not chayv in trumas midiraisa. And therefore, since it's derabanan, they were more make only allowed you to taste it because it's a suffix midrabanan. But regardless, the halach is that you take off truma a second time. Mishnah continues, Hatarim chavish shel yayin v'nimtseis shel chaymetz. Person takes off truma on a barrel of wine, and then he finds out that it's all like vinegar. Im yadu shehoyso shel chaymetz atchaloy truma. If he knew that it was chaymetz, that it was vinegar, it was spoiled already, before he took off truma, ain't a truma, then it's not truma. Why is that? Like the Rav explains, because taking off truma from chaymetz, from vinegar to wine, the issue is that vinegar and wine are two different species. And that's why even b'dieved, it's not okay. However, im mishet truma hichmitza, however, if it became vinegar after he took off truma, so when he took off truma, everything was wine, harezu truma. So that obviously that's truma. Im safek, however, if it's a safek, truma v'yachzer v'yitrum. So, since it's a safek, the first truma that you took off that you weren't sure if it was truma or not, you give that as truma. And then on the remaining, since it may not have been truma, because it may have been on a different species, it may have been on vinegar, you take off truma again on what's remaining. Now, when he gives truma the second time, we say truma v'yachzer v'yitrum. So the first truma that he gives is going to be a larger portion, because it's truma against the whole pile, including, obviously, this truma that he's taking out. There's more to the pile that he's giving from. Because one of them is really truma. So he really does not have to give both of them as truma, because only one of them is truma. So he sells one of them. So he sells the first one, because he'd rather sell the first one and give the second one. Now the second one he gives as mamish truma. And the second one's smaller, because the second one was given after he took the first one out to give it as truma. So there was less wine there. So the truma part of that less wine obviously was less too. So because it's a suffix, we have the concept of a motzi machavera ala v'raya. So the Kohen would have to bring the Raya, what was really Truma, and since nobody can, so the non-Kohen just gives him the least amount. Harishoyna eina midamas bifnei atzma, vein chayovna le'achomish v'chein ashniya. So then also what happens, the first Truma that you gave to the Kohen, that does not become midamas, meaning it doesn't make a mixture that it falls into if there's less than 100 against it, so then normally that would be meduma. Right, so let's say there's 20 times the wine or vinegar in something else. So me'ikara din midioraisa minatayra rov, the majority always wins. It's bottle to the majority. There's a concept called meduma, because truma, they're more machmer by, it's considered like hektish. So by truma, because of meduma, you need that 100 outweighs the truma. But you do not need that chumra if you're not sure that it's truma to begin with. That's the chiddush here. And same thing with the second one. Why is that? Because it's a suffix. Maybe the second one wasn't. So again, this mission is though dealing with cases where they fall into different things. So each thing, you would still need a rov to be mevatalit, but it doesn't become meduma. And also you're not chayiv chomish. Like the Rav explains that if a non-kohen eats, for example, the first one by itself, or the second one separately by themselves, he does not pay a chomish, 1/5, which is a fine that he would have to pay, for example, if he ate real truma vadai, when he did it b'shoigig.